If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
The 10:41 time for the week in theater. What's going on stage in Chicago this week? All about holiday productions now. They're all starting to open within, really last week. And next week is when we'll start to see them all come out. And one of the shows that is opening in Chicago now and has become really part of the holiday Chicago tradition is the Christmas Schooner. That will be its at the Mercury Theater in Chicago now for its fifth year, but has played at other theaters in the Chicago area for years and years and years. Pleasure to have with us in studio a couple of the stars of the show, Steph Tovar and Brianna Borger. Thank you guys for coming in. Nice to have you both with us. Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So talk to me a little about the Christmas Schooner. I mean, I want to say, I thought I read someplace that it's like the 30th year, something like that, for Christmas Schooner. Not with either of you. You would have been babies.
I don't know about that.
When that had happened. But I know we've been reporting on it for it seems like forever, and I thought I read someplace that it's like the 30th year now, and is truly part of the Christmas landscape here, isn't it?
It is. It's been running for close to 30 years in the Chicagoland area. This is its fifth year at the Mercury Theater. This is Steph and I's both of our second year with the show. Mm-hmm. We have some cast members who have been in it the last 5 years. And it's the only holiday show in Chicago that is about Chicago, which is really cool. You know, you have
very true.
Other wonderful Christmas shows, The Christmas Carol and White Christmas and things taking place that are all great. But this is the only one where we actually come to Chicago and sing about being in Chicago for the holidays.
Yeah, I got to think that doing the show at the Mercury Theater, too, is cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love that theater no matter what I see there because of the intimacy there, don't you think?
Yeah, it's really great. And the way it's set up, the set kind of jets out into the audience a little bit, and it's like we're all doing the show together. I mean, they're right there basically in our laps.
Is
great.
Is that good, or can that be distracting?
When they put their cell phones away, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I would think if I'm right up front, part of watching the show, part of my goal would be to try to distract you in some way.
No. We'll make sure we sit you in the back.
Exactly.
That's wise thinking. Wise thinking. All right, so tell us about the Christmas Schooner. If there's anybody out there that hasn't seen it yet, tell us what it's about.
Yeah, The Christmas Schooner takes place at the turn of the century, and it's basically a fictionalized retelling of the first Christmas tree ship. So originally, there were many, many ships that came to Chicago from Michigan, loaded up with Christmas trees, and this was right after the Chicago fire, and Chicago was a little down in the dumps and certainly did not have many trees. And these families decided to cut down the pine trees in Michigan and bring them here and carry on the German tradition of the Tannenbaum, and it ended up spreading to basically all different immigrants of different origin and belief systems, and brought this air of festivity to Chicago. So we are a fictionalized retelling of that, and Steph and I play the matriarch and patriarch of the family that decides to bring these Christmas trees to Chicago.
Yeah, Steph, you're the captain, right?
Yes. Yeah, he gets inspired by a letter that he gets from his cousin in Chicago saying that they have to do without a Christmas tree, and he's blessed with so much with his shipping business up in Michigan and decides to make the journey down and bring the Christmas trees to his cousin and her neighborhood.
And Brianna, you are his wife.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you just worried about him all the time?
Basically, yes. Yeah. It's a balance of being worried and still keeping it light and happy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear a couple of songs from the show. Christmas Schooner at the Mercury Theater. Preview performances begin on November the 25th. It'll officially open December the 1st and play through the 27th of December at the Mercury Theater at 3745 North Southport. We'll give you websites and phone numbers and all that in a couple of minutes, and we'll hear a couple of the songs from the show. Our Weekend Theater segment, 10:45 on WGN. In studio with us this week, a couple of the cast members
of A Christmas Schooner that is opening in previews November 25th at the Mercury Theater in Chicago. We'll play at this wonderful, wonderful theater on North Southport through December the 27th. Joining us in studio is Brianna Borger and Steph Tovar. You know what I love about the Mercury Theater? I mean, it's a great theater. Number one, it's intimate, yet not, you don't feel claustrophobic in this theater. It's very comfortable, but you feel like you're part of the show. But I mean, part of the experience is Southport Avenue, North yeah. Southport. Mm-hmm. Fantastic restaurants, fantastic shops. It's just a lovely night out anytime you go to that theater.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You can do lots of local shopping.
Exactly.
Support your mm-hmm. local Support. Small business owners
exactly.
and then see a show.
Exactly, exactly correct. So what this first song that we're going to hear is called the Strudel Waltz. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell them, what do we need to know about this?
So the Strudel Waltz takes place after Captain Stossel and all his men have returned from the first voyage of the Christmas schooner. And Alma was a bit worried that they weren't going to make it. And she makes a strudel to celebrate and is about to take it into the men. And Peter has some other ideas.
Very nice. All right. here they are with the Strudel Waltz.
Put down the strudel, Mrs. Stossel.
Don't be silly, everybody's
waiting. I know, let them be.
Would you hand me the
Put
tray?
Put down the strudel, Mrs. Stossel.
I can't, I need you to.
I need you to come dance
with me.
Cream
and sugar, bring in another chair.
Take off your apron and put
Peter.
It away. Bring your pretty self.
What are you?
Here,
Where
I got
you?
Something to say.
I can't
put down the strudel, Mrs. Stossel.
They could walk
and
in
come
and
dance.
In the waiting
come
floor.
Dance with me.
Are you real? Let me pinch you. I've prayed every day. Lord, just please bring him home.
Well, I'm home. Pinch away.
Peter, stop it.
I've missed you, Mrs. Stossel.
They're all waiting.
They're all in there waiting by the tree. Take my hand.
Take my hand and dance.
Come dance with me.
Absolutely charming. Lovely. Thank you. That is an adorable song. How many in the cast? How many songs? Just to give everybody an idea.
It's like 12 or 13 of us.
Yeah, maybe more. 14, yeah. 15 with the kids. We have more kids this year.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. They're
lots
adorable.
Amazing,
you have to see them.
Adorable, talented young people.
Do they throw extra kids in just for the adorableness of it all?
When they're this cute,
sure
probably.
Doesn't hurt.
Even if they don't do anything in the show.
Honestly.
We need more kids in here.
I know.
I don't care if you go out into the street and get some kids here. They need some adorable kids in here right away.
We have them in space.
Yeah, the audience is going to love it.
Yep.
The second song that you've got for us today, this is a solo by the Captain, right?
Yeah, this is called When I Look at You, and it's when Peter is in the woods. They're getting ready to take the first trip, and he's sort of doubting his choice to go, and he's there with his son.
Take it away. What's the name of the song?
It's called When I Look at You.
When I Look at You is Steph Tovar from A Christmas Schooner.
Maybe Billy's right, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe no one in Chicago gives a damn about the trees. I know your mama thinks I'm crazy. She hardly talks, she hardly even looks at me. Even Papa doesn't say much, and the boys, they're only coming for the pay. Every time they ask me why, I never answer, 'cause I don't know what to say. Maybe Papa felt the same way years ago, back in Bremen, when he talked with me. People said that he was crazy, risking everything to cross the sea. Papa asked me, I remember, should we go and take a chance, or should we stay. Maybe Papa found in me what I found in you today. When I look at you, I can see it in your face, you understand. I look at you, and I know this isn't crazy. There's a reason I must go. There's a mirror in your eyes. You think I'm brave and strong and wise. The man that you see is nothing like me. If I were him, I could walk across the sea. I could never hope to be the man that you see in me. But it feels so good. I want to try. It feels so good. I'm gonna try. Maybe somewhere in that feeling is the reason why.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Really, so nice and beautiful.
I have a 9-year-old son, Sammy, who's listening right now, so it's very easy to sing that song. Hi, Sammy.
I can imagine how much, I mean, it must give you some extra meaning to sing that song, thinking of Sammy, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the boy in our show, Peyton, is wonderful too, so, yeah.
Watching you watching him singing is also adorable. What's going through your mind while you're watching him perform
it's just,
that?
It's so lovely. We're really lucky with this show in that it's rooted in such tradition and has been happening in Chicago for so long, and yet we have this cast. Steph and I have only been doing it for 2 years, but it's a family of a cast. I mean, we all came together for our first rehearsal last Monday, and it was like going to a family reunion, and we just all genuinely love each other so much and have so much fun with each other on stage, and truly have, it's so easy to live this story every night. And it's just such a joy and a blessing to be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's a great Chicago tradition, as we said. We'll start in previews November 25th. It'll run through December 27th. Mercury Theater is 3745 North Southport in Chicago. You get tickets at mercurytheaterchicago.com. or 773-325-1700. They even sell them at the box office, as it turns out. You can buy them live and in person right at the Mercury Theater box office. Brianna Borger and Steph Tovar from A Christmas Schooner at the Mercury. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely beautiful. It's 10:57. We're going to update news for you next. Coming up, A-list interviews with Jennifer Lawrence, Liam Hemsworth, and Josh Hutcherson for what I'm sure will be the number one movie of this weekend. Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 is all coming up on WGN.